Whom shall I fear? The fear of man bringeth a snare, but whoever puts his trust in the Lord shall be safe. Proverbs 29:25. The fear of man, man consciousness, social anxiety. As our verse says, it brings a snare. It holds us back from living life in the freedom of God. This is the quiet trap of social anxiety. It persuades us that every eye is measuring us. Then it tempts us to step back from the very places where God may want to use us. But God does not call us to live under the fear of man. He calls us to trust Him, face our fears honestly, and keep walking in the freedom He gives. Let me tell you my story. I grew up singing. When I was young, my friends and I often sang quartets in church. I sang the high part until my voice changed, and I do not remember being nervous at all. Fast forward a few years, and the anxiety storm was raging. At 16, I was asked to sing in a trio at a close friend's wedding, with two youth girls I had never met. And the song was a hard one. You want to talk about anxiety? I had difficulty getting anyone around me to understand, of course. That only added to the shame and weirdness factor. Trust me, it was a spiral with very little joy in it. Somehow, by God's grace, I survived the wedding trio without having to be carted out on a stretcher. But the battle wasn't over. In fact, I still struggle. I know this sounds strange, but to this day I would rather talk in public than sing in a trio. Something about singing triggers my anxiety. It's harder to hide the shallow breathing and the wildly thumping heart. And I think speaking distracts me more, which, it turns out, really helps. But here's the thing. Somewhere in the middle of the intense struggle, God helped me see how often my anxiety pulled my attention inward. I began to realize that people were not as laser-focused on me and my performance as I imagined they were. I wasn't the main event. I was just a vessel for God to use. Pride put me at the center of my thoughts. That's what pride does. Now, before you get offended, I realize not every battle with anxiety is directly related to pride. Once the fires of anxiety are lit, it can explode into a physical response we do not have direct control over. And social anxiety can attach itself to some strange things. There was a time I would have a panic attack just singing to someone over the phone. Why? Because the thought would come that it didn't make sense, that no one would understand, that everyone would think I was weird. It was a debilitating thought. Thankfully, that battle has subsided. Or maybe not. Just now the thought entered my mind. Wouldn't it be crazy to have written about this subject and then have a full-blown meltdown? How cruel anxiety is. Your struggle likely feels unique, strange, or weird to you. We are often tempted to imagine there's not another soul on earth facing the same battle. But I wish we could really see and understand how common the struggle is. We are told that fear of public speaking ranks higher than fear of dying. Whether that is true or just the result of clever survey wording is debatable, but the point still stands. Social fear is not unusual. Many people know what it is like to feel exposed, watched, and suddenly overwhelmed. You are not weird. Or to frame it from a slightly different angle, everyone is weird. It's your turn to read a verse in Sunday school, and suddenly your heart is pounding. Then the voice of shame. I must be crazy. No one else seems uptight. How do we get past this? Is there help? In my struggle, I was tempted to think the solution was avoidance. I will never, and I mean never ever, get up and sing in church again. And that worked well. Until they put me in for song leader. Oh no, here we go again! Do you remember the saying, "Do the thing you fear, and the death of fear is certain"? Well, it might be a bit simplistic, but it contains a profound truth. The first Sunday as a song leader, my heart pounded, and my voice shook a bit. But over time, with repeated exposure, it got better. Not perfect, but better. That's an important distinction. Sometimes there are setbacks. And through it all, we learn to live with our weaknesses. Another thing that helped me was learning to breathe deeply. There are little things we can do that make a big difference. Also, it helped to ask myself, what is the worst thing that could happen? And then I would get willing, or at least try to get willing, for that to happen. Panic attacks often include some fear of dying. For the Christian, even that fear can be brought into the light of truth. Death is not the end, but the door to heaven. That doesn't make panic feel easy in the moment, but it gives our faith something solid to stand on. As long as we are in this body of clay, we will battle fear, but we can fight the battle from the winning side. Avoidance isn't the answer. Rather, we should face our fears honestly. Tell someone about our struggle. Choose again and again to trust God despite our feelings. There's a lot of open road ahead, and by God's grace, we can travel free from crippling anxiety.